This month, we've been helping you refresh your playlists.
Se quel guerriero fossi.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. Ooh.
We are introducing you to music you don't know or maybe you think you don't like. Today, we dig into a genre I confess that I've never been a very big fan of. Electronic music. But we've got someone here to help us learn what to listen for. Chris Campbell is the host of the Progressive Underground on WDET in Detroit. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going there, Miss Lulu?
It is going pretty well. First of all, I think a lot of people confuse electronic music with EDM. So explain the difference.
Yes, and a lot of electronic music purists, this is a very sensitive topic for them because EDM is basically the commercial dance music side of electronic music, whereas electronic music includes techno, house, dubstep, future soul, chill, down-tempo, trip-hop. So there's a lot of various subgenres under the electronic music umbrella.
Okay. So where does this genre start?
Well, deep house. And that's the genre of deep electronic music house that we're going to dive into. Yeah, deep house.
That sounds like it's something from Congress, but I'm assuming that that's not where we're going with this.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a lot groovier than Congress.
Exactly. It's not the deep state deep house.
Absolutely. Deep house is a more melodic, more jazzy, more symphonic, organic, and soulful iteration of house music. The origin of deep house begins with Larry Heard, aka Mr. Fingers' Can You Feel It? Before this particular track, house music was more industrial, more post-human sounding, more machine-like. Larry Heard's Can You Feel It introduced a more lush, soulful sound. So check it.
So how did the genre develop from there?
Well, from there, and this is where Detroit comes in. You know, Chicago was like a hub for deep house. Detroit sort of took it and tweaked the rhythms, speeding up the beats per minute. We have an X-track by Moody Man, Like You Used To.
Let's listen.
So this is where Footwork by Theo Parrish, another prevalent purveyor of deep house, comes in, adding polyrhythms and beatscape sort of inspired from African music.
Footwork, let me see your footwork. Footwork, let me see your footwork. Baby, drive me crazy.
This is cool.
Oh, it's very cool. Very atmospheric, very, very moody, but very groovy, too. You can actually sit back and just chill out to this, or you can get on the dance floor and groove to it.
While I dream for us both.
And we've seen this genre just take off, right, and become hugely popular all around the world.
Oh, absolutely. Artists like Black Coffee, Olsen Lade, Monique Bingham, Andy Compton. This tune has got these really lovely jazz and exotic textures to it. This is Softly by Jadim Vida.
And where's she from?
She is originally from Canada, but she spent a lot of time in Iceland.
Did you come across the sky? Won't you come across the moon? Won't you come across the road? Come sit down by my side, by my side.
I want to ask you something. This is the music that I was sort of thinking about when I thought about electronic music. What you initially described was something with deep African-American roots.
Absolutely. And again, Chicago and Detroit, you had a lot of African-American artists that were making electronic music. And what has made deep house music stand out is that they're not just sitting behind a board and just hitting buttons. A lot of these producers are actual musicians. So deep house brings a sense of virtuosity, a sense of musicianship to a lot of the production.
Are you seeing deep house bleed into other genres?
a lot of the top artists in the industry, whether it's hip hop or dance, they're fusing electronic elements into their music and productions. Drake, Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar is another one. He is a progressive hip hop figure, but this tune that we're going to take a look at, These Walls, fuses everything that is synonymous with deep house.
Swim good, no boat, I float better than he would. No light jacket, I'm at the guard of Nazareth, but your flood can be misunderstood.
So I love Kendrick Lamar. What I'm understanding throughout our conversation is that I am deeply ignorant. And this is, it's not that I didn't like the music, it's just that I didn't understand it.
Well, you'd be surprised, because a lot of these deep house artists, they've operated in relative obscurity. They've had to go overseas to really make it big, but they're in their hometowns, and a lot of them are anonymous.
So if someone wants to give deep house a try, like me now, what are some of the songs or artists you'd point them to?
Well, of course, some of that early deep house by Mr. Fingers, Frankie Knuckles, Satoshi Tomei, and then Rick Wilhite, Alton Miller out of Detroit, Blue Six, Jay Dennis, the Naked Music Recordings record label crew. They are some of the current purveyors of house music.
All right. That's Chris Campbell. He's the host of the Progressive Underground on WDET in Detroit. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.